The Rancor's Brothel presents a Dungeons and Dragons campaign.
Out of the Abyss.
Sarah just glares at you.
Make me another D6 roll, Lucas. See how many days we burn.
5.
Okay.
We're getting closer. Getting closer to Gracklestug.
Everybody roll off. D20.
Modifier?
Nope.
15.
18.
Duh. 9.
You got a 2? Okay. Make me a perception check at disadvantage. It's nighttime.
Don't say nighttime. There's no sun.
There's no sun.
Underground.
You're on watch. You're watching on the top of the deck. Everybody else is sleeping.
I got an 8.
You got an 8.
Trancing.
Very good. Give me a second to find my card.
Passive does not matter.
You're
not
sleeping.
When you're asleep.
I'm asking for him.
Yeah, he said I was on watch.
I'm asking for a friend.
If he rolls, passive doesn't have anything
How
to
much
do with
space
it.
Is there under this boat? Is there enough space to sleep?
Yes.
Okay, never mind then. I was going to say passive on my trance, but I wouldn't be on deck. High five, Matt.
Last time we tried to high five, we couldn't do it right.
Yeah, then we do that again.
I was so
which
tired.
Is, they did in Thor Ragnarok, which made me
I was so tired so that night.
Which is weird because there's a YouTube channel that I watch that's what they do because it looks like their logo. They kind of have a small logo and then a larger logo over it. It was very bizarre to watch you guys do it.
Matt, you feel something wrap around you. Make a constitution save.
Just give
wrap around me from where?
A little bit
above.
Of a hug.
So is it like wrapping around my head?
No, around the body. Yeah, torso.
What'd you say to roll? I'm sorry.
Constitution save.
12.
You're a lucky
shit. That doesn't work on skill on saving throws, right?
No, resistance does. Okay. You're a lucky shit. It's a 12. Or it's an 11. Sorry.
Was it a roper?
It was not a roper.
Oh, yeah, you don't want to deal with those.
Yeah.
We don't have any kobolds to feed.
We're going to fucking drown.
You'll take 11 points of piercing damage. Ooh. And the second attack's gonna miss.
Ow! What the fuck?
You see kind of a floating brain with a beak and tentacles above you?
Why do I know that?
Because you look up some weird shit on the internet.
And it's kind of like Krang.
No, it's specifically with a beak.
Yep.
If you scoured through the monster manual, you've probably seen it.
Shit. Scoured or...
Hey.
Good job. I saw you close the book and reopen it to the same page.
Yeah. Roll for initiative.
Everybody?
With just me?
Did we wake up when he said, ow, what the fuck?
I doubt it because most of you are sleeping below decks.
He's kind
of
loud.
19.
You said 19?
Yes.
18.
Troy?
That's a 20.
Jesus. It's a nat 20.
I'll just keep running.
Thanks, Nord Games. Are we just rolling initiative?
Yes.
Is that like your fourth 20 tonight?
Hey, I got a 1. Would you like a bad luck card, Jeff?
Yep.
That's a 5 on initiative. You're welcome. Sarath is just here to fuck shit up.
Matt, you're ahead of it in initiative, so it'll be your turn.
Okay, and you said I am wrapped currently?
No, you're not.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Yes, you are also grappled. It's in the next paragraph. Sorry.
Okay. Do I recognize it as a Grell?
Possibly. Make a history check.
16.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's a strength, right?
Athletics or acrobatics to break a grapple?
Athletics. Yes. 20.
Yeah, you're out.
And while breaking out, I am yelling, "The guys, there's a fucking grill up here! Hello! Okay. Help!"
Is this at night? Is that what's going on?
Yes.
So the boat right now is just...
There's not really night.
There's floating. You're not piloting. Nobody's piloting. Everybody's resting.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Just checking. So if we just don't do anything, Matt just gets carried off by a brain thing, right?
You know, I was hoping he was going to fail the Constitution save, because that's exactly what would have happened.
Cool.
Fucking Metroid just picks Matt up and disappears. We all wake up like 6 hours later going, where the fuck did that dwarf go?
Yeah, because that's a paralysis effect.
I am going to do a little bonus action, too.
Okay.
Let me get my spell here.
since I did break free.
One, two, break free.
What exactly is defined as a missile?
What do you mean?
Projectile.
A weapon ranged attack made against you.
Are you talking about, anything that's shot or thrown?
Yeah, it has to be a physical weapon.
You can't deflect magic, but just anything else you can deflect.
That'd be pretty sweet.
It would be pretty sweet.
Like catch a Hadouken and throw it back at you?
Yeah.
You can do it with crossbow bolts too.
There used to be in 3rd edition, I swear, in Sword and Fist, you could snatch them. One feat was you could snatch them. The other feat was you could throw them back.
Yes.
You can do that.
Yeah.
You can throw them back?
Yeah.
At 3rd level?
Healing Word. Yeah. I got 8 of my hit points back.
Holy shit. Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
If you catch a missile in this way, you can spend one key point to make a range attack with the weapon or piece of ammunition you just caught.
Yeah.
Fucking hey, 5th edition is bullshit. It's like you had to be like a 7th or 8th level monk.
Cody.
No. There's no way. I rolled a 6.
Matt is halfway down the initiative.
Holy, really? Okay.
I had 18.
Yeah, something's fucked up there.
I had a
natural 20, 19, 18.
Oh, I see what the fuck you're doing. Okay.
Cody.
I come out of a trance?
Maybe.
You're
below deck. Make a perception check.
I did screech.
Perception check is 12 plus things, so 13.
Like Dustin Diamond? You did screech?
Yeah.
Yeah. 13.
13? Sure.
Okay. I wake up, assume that the dwarf is being an idiot.
Half your speed to get up, probably half more to get above deck.
I'm not moving at any sort of, like, quick pace. I'll just kind of slowly saunter up the steps and look around.
For everybody at home, that was an exasperated fuck you look from Matt.
I didn't look at him. I just rolled.
Oh, back. I know you didn't look at him, but that was the look on your face.
Just playing a character.
That brings it back to me.
Oh, wait a minute. If that thing's in range and you can fire something at it, you can do that. You should be able to see it from there.
Are you coming above deck?
I mean, I feel like I would step up enough to look over the deck and see what the stupid dwarf is screaming about.
Okay. Then you...
So I perceive the Grek?
Grell.
Grell.
Grell, sorry.
It's the holy Grell.
How far away is it?
It is, like, literally 10 feet above him.
Yeah, put a... From me, put a visual sorry. Out here.
I didn't know
where Where's our Grell from. Mini?
It's 20 feet away, 10 feet up.
That's not enough. That might be enough for me to say that I can't get it in range, Jeff.
Pythagoras. Your arms. He just went.
Because 20 and 10 is might just be out shoot of my it. Range. Huh?
Just shoot it.
Okay, I'll shoot it. I'd like to give Matt more of a hard time, but I'll shoot at it. Nonchalantly, though. I don't really give a shit if it carries off the dwarf. That's an 11 with my hand crossbow.
That's a miss.
It whips through the air. It seems that a floating brain is carrying off the dwarf, if anyone cares. Good luck, card.
Nope.
It's
a crit fail.
Crit miss.
You don't add your proficiency to your attacks for 1d4 rounds.
Roll that 1d4?
Yeah. Roll a d4.
Oh.
Roll high, Matt. 2! That's still a pretty good roll.
That is.
You'd have to take out its dex or strength modifier, I guess, from the roll?
No, you only use the strength or dex.
Yeah, but that's kind of a shit. I will lobby for Matt in that case. It's kind of a shit card in terms of how it affects NPCs.
It is. Do you want me to reduce its roll or pick another card? I will give Matt the choice because he's getting attacked.
That seems fair.
Reduce the roll by how much?
Well, reduce
the...
You're not going to know that.
Oh.
He reduced the roll, I would say, arguably by the challenge rating, maybe? So 2 or 3. He would reduce the roll by 2 or 3. Or he would pick another card.
You know, I would take that. I would take that. Reducing roll by... Yeah, I'd keep the roll.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd say reduce the roll by 2 or 3, depending on the challenge rating, seems fair.
Then that would make that a 17.
Miss.
Okay. Well, that was the first, right? Yeah.
Yeah, that was your first roll.
It's going to miss.
The Grek Grell?
Grell.
Grell misses again. Rolls a 7 on the second roll.
Nice.
And it'll move off.
He swooped it over to the one.
It's just fucking off.
It's just fucking off.
Is that the thing that I saw the one night?
No.
No.
Okay. No, you should get an op attack when it takes off.
No, it's 10 feet away from him.
Yeah. I can't
it's,
reach it.
It's reaching out.
Oh,
wait. Can I do a sacred eve?
No.
Okay.
Nope.
Please stop.
Thanks, man.
Please stop interrupting anyone's rest with your stupidity.
All right, then.
I wasted a bolt. I don't have that many. I just go back downstairs.
literally have dozens.
There's like at least 60 down there.
Not according to Jeff.
It's an opportunity predator. So, yeah. It was coming in for an attack. It missed. Something else came up and started shooting at it. It fucks off.
Okay. Well, while I'm finishing my shift.
Yes.
I would like to use my channel divinity, Artisan's Blessing.
Okay.
To make the finest crossbow bolt ever. Like, hand crossbow bolt. Like, a very nice looking, wonderful, single hand crossbow bolt.
Okay.
And I want to engrave on it a dead spider. And I'll present it to him in the morning. Sorry about your bolt.
Yes, quite.
Sorry, I just thought I'd return what you lost there. Thanks for saving me.
You do realize that the drow are a matriarchy, correct? You understand. I understand matriarchy is a four-syllable word in common. Oh,
you're pussy whipped. Got it.
Yes, quite.
Mama's boy would have been more appropriate.
Excellent. Enjoy the underdog.
I feel like with that voice, you'd be like, it's astounding. Time is creeping. Like,
time is fleeting.
Fleeting, not, I'm sorry.
Madness takes control.
Beautiful.
That's true. I am a little more riffraff than Alan Rickman. I'm trying Alan Rickman, but I'm still works. Getting more riffraff.
It still works.
If you're swinging for Alan Rickman and you land at riffraff, like, that's okay. Nobody's going to get mad at that.
I didn't get a 60 on the darts, but I'm a solid 25.
D6?
No, not yet. The next day, Eldith comes to you.
Okay.
Comes to Nexus.
Gotcha.
Eldith is the dwarf from Gontalgrim.
Yeah.
I need a favor.
What you need?
Jeff, talk into the mic.
I am talking into the mic.
You were just off a little bit. I looked at the sound wave.
You can see sound waves? That's fucking magical.
No,
what was in that whiskey?
The Decepticon sound wave.
Oh.
He shows up when Jeff talks.
But he like has that weird...
We're getting nowhere.
No, what happens when Cody drinks at the table?
I fucking love it. It's great.
I want to drink next time.
Eldith needs a favor. I've got to get back to Gontalgrim and bring word of what happened down here. If I fall before that happens, I need you to get there.
I'm sorry, isn't that where we're headed?
No.
Grackle stuff.
Sorry, they all sound the same to me.
No, Gontalgrim
is fucking racist.
Gontalgrim.
Really?
Jesus.
Really?
Really, Matt?
So Gontalgrim is a dwarven stronghold by Brunner Battlehammer.
Surface dwarves.
Okay. Grackelstug is a Durgar gray dwarf stronghold with like lots of slaves and horribleness.
Right. Please continue.
If I can't make it, I need you to. I should be taking this to Morik, or I would have taken it to Kira, but I don't trust him.
Nexus is just listening.
I feel a little sad.
Instead of the dwarf, she trusts.
Angel. I mean, that might have something to do with it.
If I fall, get word to Gontalgrim, and if you can, take my shield and my hammer back to my family. Find my uncle Malin in Gontalgrim.
Malin?
Malin. Malin Brass Rocks.
Nice.
I don't have a drink to salute you, but props for getting your character back in the game.
No, it's not him.
How's he related to Davin?
What did Davin say at the end of...
I don't fucking know, Jeff. That was 8 months ago.
The end of Curse of Strahd?
I feel like 8 months ago.
I feel like 8 months ago, but it was like 3 months ago at best.
Was it really?
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like it's that long.
I literally counted when I started Tomb of Annihilation running again, and it was like 2.5 months.
Fascinating. What the fuck did he say?
He said that he was going to see his brother in Gontalgrim.
Cool.
He was going to take Unda to meet his brother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Eldith is his sister? No, wait. What'd you say?
It's his uncle, so it would be niece.
Okay. Cool.
I didn't hear what you said. Is that correct, or are they making shit up?
No, wait. If Meldon is her uncle, then she would be Davin's kid.
No.
It's got to be your
uncle. It's not Davin's kid.
No? Okay.
No.
Davin's niece, right?
Something like that.
Okay. So Nexus so is kind of...
So Eldith Feldrin is not exactly correct, or, you know, by marriage?
By marriage.
Okay.
So Nexus just puts a hand on her shoulder and kind of nods. I'll do what I can, but we'll try to get you out of here.
Okay.
Eldith is married?
No. Either way, the word has to get back. We have to... King Brunner has to know what's happened down here.
I understand.
If it's down here, that Gauntlegrim connects to the Underdark. It's going to go there. We have to stop. We have to be prepared.
I understand. Don't look too far down on the cleric. He does mean well.
He didn't mean that well when he cut that rope.
Truth bomb. How the fuck do people not see that I was trying to save Elidel?
Which you did, yeah, effectively.
But
I'm also stupid. My character is dumb.
Kira was one of her friends. Kira served with her in Gauntlegrim.
Blah, blah, blah.
So by doing that, you tarnished that relationship between you and her.
Whatever. Maybe Elda should have convinced her friend to not be such a fucking snob and gotten on the goddamn boat.
you fucking wait till that Durgar wants something from us, because it's going to happen. It's not an if, it's a when.
I'm fine with that. I didn't know anything.
Lucas, roll me a d6.
Okay.
Let's see how long it take. How long we can go.
Four more days.
Okay.
Jesus, they've been on this arc like for like, what, 12 days now?
It's a 3-week trip.
11.
11 days.
A 3-week tour.
A 3-week tour. The weather started getting rough.
I like the visuals.
No one can see them at home, sadly.
I know. Yeah. Who's on watch up front as you guys are traveling?
Who's got the best eyes?
Both of us can see in the dark. So
the best eyes is the fucking.
That's actually true.
It would be a shift thing. You guys would trade it out. I need to know who's on there right now and who's going to make the perception roll.
I'll do it. Jesus Christ!
A 3-hour tour.
It's a 5.
The weather started getting rough.
Okay, so you guys keep going, and you don't, I mean, it's something that you should have seen, but you don't.
Iceberg ahead?
No. I need everybody to roll me a d20 right now.
7.
11.
9.
Also 11.
Okay, cool. You're almost on top of it before you realize what it is. There's a light up ahead. From the way you're seeing it, you can tell it's on a rock. Or it's on something. It's big. The light isn't big, but what it's on is big. It's like an island. And at this point, what do you do?
I take a couple steps back and call to my companions. There's a light up ahead. So whoever's around me, I don't know where everybody's at.
Okay.
He's on a watch, right? So
yeah.
I mean, you all would have been working the boat, doing something.
It's not sleepy time.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just up front. I
know where we're yeah. He just happened to be on Crow's Nest. I call at the
out
moment.
To, what's his, Hemeth?
Yeah.
Yeah, I call out to him and point it out.
Okay. Hemeth is interested and heads that way. He wants to see what it is.
Do you not know?
No. No, this isn't anything I left.
Is this like an anglerfish?
Does it appear to be organic?
Yeah, it looks like a fire.
Oh, so I'm seeing a shoreline.
No, it's not a shoreline. If anything, it's an island.
Okay. Do I see any movement?
I guess you're right.
Do I see any movement around it as if someone is sitting there or maybe hiding around it?
Make a perception check.
And use a different die.
I would give the drow a better perception check, but he's being a puss about making perception.
That's another 5. So I am squinting and not seeing shit.
Yep, your eyes are not used to light anymore.
So there's a light on a rock. Apparently you have a better vision.
Absolutely.
So I couldn't tell what it was.
That depends on whether or not I come up on deck.
We're not asleep. We're working the boat. So depending on where you're at.
Some of you are working the boat. I'm sure as fuck not working the boat.
Okay. Then
is Hemeth going to let that happen?
Fuck you, Durgar.
Get off my boat, drow.
Then they do a secret
handshake. No, come on, do a thing.
Then they do a secret handshake.
To the death.
Force me, you short bastard.
Oh, I mean, if you want to do this, we can do this.
Like, wouldn't this have happened on day 1, not day 12?
And over time.
I mean, we can hold off on this whole scene and do this if you want to do it.
Clearly my eyes are superior. What do you want?
I point at the thing.
What do your elf eyes see, Dick?
Perception?
Yeah.
Less than me, apparently.
I mean...
It looks like a fire.
It appears to run on some sort of electricity.
It seems to run on chemical energy.
You've found the light source. Congratulations. Can I go back below decks now?
No, you can get to work.
See what you've gotten us into.
I mean, I'm sorry you don't like an honest day's work. Like,
Your ignorance would be charming if it wasn't so stupid.
God. Did your mother fucking drop you into a bag full of angry kittens?
Spiders, but close. Thank you.
Joe thought it was funny.
Carry on.
Okay, you guys will pull up alongside this shore. Hemeth wants to see what it is. He doesn't have any idea.
Of course he doesn't.
There's a campsite. Looks like about a 60 by 60 island.
How big is the fire? Just like a 5 foot
campfire.
You can stuff on the island or the fucking... Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. When you
sure are you done?
I'm sorry. When you hiccup and choke on your fucking fat cells in your neck, I thought you were pausing. My bad. You just had sleep apnea while you're awake. My bad.
Well, Matt still likes you more than me.
I do.
You see a tent and a gnome.
Oh, that answers that question.
It does look pretty barren besides that. The gnome sees a surface dwarf and an ass smear and a whole bunch of other stuff, and he looks kind of confused, but he waves.
Topsy, you know what this is?
What do you mean?
It's not a deep gnome?
No, that's not one of my gnomes.
Oh, okay.
No, like surface gnome.
Oh, gotcha. Sorry.
We don't have any of those, right?
Congratulations, no. You found an island in the middle of the deep lake. Can we continue on now?
Hey, like, do you live here?
Great, he's talking to the local yokels. Congratulations. What language are you speaking in, moron?
That was Cody calling you a moron, not Sereth.
Depends on what language he spoke in, because moron might have come out in undercommon.
He's surface, so I probably said it in common. He was clearly not a deep gnome, right?
Yeah, sure. No, I mean, it's however you want to say it.
Okay, I fucking said it.
Said it in common? Responded.
Yeah.
Okay. He's like, no, I'm just passing through.
Okay. What? How do we get the fuck out of here?
Come on up.
Hemeth, you want to park for a minute? Or?
Yeah, I'm more than happy to get you fucks off of my boat for a little while.
You're not going to, like, leave, are you?
I don't know.
Hey, gnome, do you have a boat?
No.
If only someone in your party had controlled a boat at any point in this game.
Oh my god. I've had ex-girlfriends that didn't bring up as much bullshit as you.
Well, how many ex-girlfriends have you murdered?
He's counting.
Just who lit the fuse on your tampon today, Cody?
You gave Cody a drow to play.
You did.
No. Bullshit. You didn't do that.
I did not.
Jeff quite literally said, which NPC do, and that's as far as he got because I said drow. Just wait till we get in combat. It's going to be great. Real combat, not bullshit firing into shadows combat.
Okay, so let's go talk to the gnome. Anybody want to talk to the gnome?
No.
Just me? I'm using my Matt voice.
Fuck.
It's hard to tell. Both voices are stupid. No.
Quag Elf, do you want to go?
I love Quag Elf.
Not particularly.
I do like Quag Elf.
The audience can't hear you shrug.
Oh.
Okay, if nobody else wants to talk to the fucking gnome, let's just carry on.
Just going?
Yeah. What?
I just like how Jeff is playing for this encounter and we're just like, fuck off, service gnome!
Fine, I'll go fucking talk to the service gnome.
Oh no, the boat's already
No, leaving. I'm going. Fuck you.
His name is Pickle Bridges.
Yeah. No, it's not.
No. I thought you were going to sneak every character you've ever played in this game.
I thought about it.
Yeah.
I came really close.
I don't blame you.
Either. So, how's it going, eh?
My God, I haven't seen anybody down here. What the hell are you doing down here?
Oh, we're going to Grackle Stubbs.
You're going to Grackle Stug?
I guess so.
Why?
Because that's where our boat's going. He's kind of an asshole.
Your boat's an asshole?
I'm sorry, the boat owner.
Oh.
What about you? Where are you heading?
Well, I've been down here for years.
I'm just on this little island?
Oh no, I go all over the place. I'm just studying.
Oh, neat.
Yeah.
What are you studying?
Illithids.
Okay.
Oh, fuck you. Fuck you, Jeff.
I can't remember. I was not awake for the Illithid.
Nope.
No.
Encounter. Who was that?
That was not
here. The other party member you killed.
I definitely didn't kill that one.
did not at all kill that one, so fuck off.
Not directly.
I mean, she would have had a lot better chance if there was a piloted boat when she got back.
The lawful good character wouldn't have killed Hemeth.
Man,
to steal his fucking boat.
I love the looks. I just love the looks.
Like, do you guys act like I just? Do you guys get why I made those decisions?
No. Yes.
Fucking with me.
I do. I get it. That's but right. I'm going to give you shit. It's my job. Okay.
No, I'm just making sure that you understand.
You abandoned a party member to not save another party member. I get it.
No, I spocked you to try to save him, and then found out I couldn't.
Right. So you left me to not save him.
Yeah.
Okay. Just as long as we're on the same page.
Sure.
And then despite you, I chose a drow.
Okay.
Okay. So did anybody else come with Matt?
No.
God, no.
Like, literally nobody?
I'm standing on the boat is parked. I'm standing on the boat. Like, I can't be that far away.
So you're studying illithids. Those are the squiddy things, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. What's your name?
I'm getting there. Hang on a fucking minute.
Tic-Tac-Toe.
Tic-Tac-Toe.
That's my favorite game.
It's a good one. It's a good one. Solid, Lucas. Not as good as we built Fish City, but pretty close.
My wife fucking sang that to me today.
Huh?
And fuck you for the Flash Gordon thing earlier today.
It gets stuck in your head real quick.
Yeah, fuck you.
The name's Galbad Stumbleduck.
Write that down.
Absolutely am. Kill.
You're not there.
I'm still writing it down. Kira's not here. This is her notebook in case she lives or dies.
Galbad
Stumbleduck.
Do you just have like a random like...
Stumbleduck is literally out of the gnome section. Stumble?
Is that close enough?
Close enough.
Fair enough.
So like, how are you studying elephants? You don't have a boat. How do you get off this little island?
Magic.
Oh, are you a wizard or...
Kinda.
What are you?
I have some magics to use.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
You wanna... So which way are you going?
I'm trying to find a hive mind.
Cool.
I mean, your friends don't want to, like, come and camp out here, do you? I mean, I'm spending the night here. You guys are more than welcome to share the fire.
Yeah, some of them are kind of snooty. I could check, though. Okay. I'll see what Hemeth says.
Okay.
And I f*** off to go talk to Hemeth.
Okay.
Hey, Captain.
I like the sound of that. I like you.
Hey, cool. Thanks, man. The nice gnome fella, he offered, if we wanted to sleep on, like, not moving oceany stuff, we could sleep on the island tonight if you all wanted.
I'm all for that. I could do some maintenance on the ship.
It'd be nice to stretch my legs. What do you guys think?
You're putting me in an impossible position to trust an idiot dwarf or a Durgar, neither of which I think are particularly reliable.
Listen, I'm not asking you to trust me. I'm asking if you want to have, like, the ability to walk around a little bit.
I guess when you are shorter, it is a little bit more difficult to deal with the rolling of the waves of the lake.
Okay, I turn from him and I look at...
No, we do find the lower center of gravity and all.
One would think, but apparently this dwarf is...
In mid-sentence, I turn away from him and ask another person, an NPC or... Lucas, if they want to sleep on the land.
I like how the first choice was an NPC, not Lucas. The first choice was
Lucas wasn't in the room when we were talking about this, so...
Sorry, I missed what was happening, so...
We have the opportunity to sleep on dry land for the evening instead of on a creaky boat. Hemeth says it's cool.
You sure we don't need to get going?
Well, what's that?
We still have to sleep. The boat's not moving while we're asleep.
Of course.
Isn't it?
Oh, you're talking to Hemeth?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Because Hemeth is the only one guiding it.
So he has to sleep.
So when he sleeps, the boat stops.
I suppose that's fair. It's up to you, mate.
Oh, I'm all good with you guys getting the hell off of my boat and let me do some maintenance for a little bit.
I mean, I was clearly able to hear the conversation. Like, they weren't that far away, right?
Right. Oh, no, he's up on the island.
No, I'm on the boat now. I went back to the boat. I said, fuck off.
The conversation was up on the island.
Oh, my bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but would we have been able to hear what they were talking about?
No, they weren't yelling.
Okay. Echoey cavern? I don't know.
Not that echoey.
Echoey enough to hold a lake that takes you 3 weeks to cross at 20 feet around.
What's the little guy doing over there?
He's studying illithids. They're like the squiddy things.
Yeah, I know what they are.
Oh. Yeah, he's trying to study hive minds. I guess that's something the illithids do, I'm assuming.
So if he's studying something, and he's staying put. What makes you believe they aren't nearby?
He said he's passing through.
Didn't answer my question. What makes you believe the Illithids aren't nearby? Where else would we be studying them from?
Well, he's not studying them from here. He's passing through, like on his way to another place.
How exactly do you think he's passing?
He says he travels by magic. He says he's magic. I don't know. He doesn't have a boat, so. And if there's Illithids around, I don't know where they'd hide. The island's pretty small.
I just kind of...
They definitely can't appear invisible.
Totally can.
Well, I'm sure they can, but...
They also like to mess with your mind.
Okay.
How do we know this gnome hasn't been messed with?
I don't know. Go talk to him. You guys didn't want to go talk to him. I thought he was a nice guy.
Sure, he's a nice guy.
You think everybody's a nice guy?
Until he slits your throat in his sleep.
Well, we'll come across that. If you guys don't want to... I mean, like, Hammett has already said we're parking now for the night. I'm gonna sleep up there. But you guys, you know, y'all do what you want. I want to go sleep by a warm-ass fire. So, bye. Fuck off.
We're already here. We'll do what you will.
The gnomes all go with you because they're interested to meet another surface gnome.
Oh, okay.
I forgot Jim Jar was a gnome.
So Jim Jar, Topsy, and the rat?
Yep.
And screw it, Bepito will go too. Anybody else? Nope.
I'll say, Sereth is not getting off the boat because last time I checked, the only way off an island is a boat.
Right.
Yeah, no, Nexus is a little mistrusting of a random gnome in the middle of nowhere.
Okay.
And, I mean, for the record, I'm only doing this because you clearly put some effort into this and you looked sad when we weren't going. So
it don't matter to me. I mean,
wow. No. No, you look sad. So
man, the DM looks sad, so I'm going to do a thing.
Like I said, I like him more than you.
I'm going to remember it.
Okay, remember that.
Yeah.
Cut that clip out. You look sad that we weren't playing with your toys, so we're going to play with your toys, even though they're going to fuck us horribly.
Yeah, I mean, if I die, I'll become a fucking deep gnome or something in our party. I'm fine with it.
It was only for the first characters who died, not the second characters.
Okay.
Matt, you and Jim Jar and Topsy, the rat, and Bupito, we'll say.
The rat has a name, thank you.
I know, but Jim Jar, Topsy, and the rat sounds like a band, so...
And Jim Jar, Topsy, and Turvy sounds like a better
one. I don't know. I kind of like the rat as the end, but fair enough. Six and one, half dozen.
You're all going to spend the night on the island with Galbad, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're going to have our own watch.
I'll trance on deck.
Okay. You sit around all night with Galbad, just shooting the shit. He tells you all kinds of things.
I do inquire, as Lucas had said too, like, are there Illithids in this area? How do you study them without getting, you know, hive-minded or killed or whatever?
Oh, no. So this is where I'm staying because there's not Illithids here, of course.
You winked.
Did I wink or did I blink and my eye is behind the mic?
No, because I saw both your eyes and you winked.
Okay, no.
Okay. Just making sure that was... But there was possibility that you had a stroke earlier.
Again, so let's look. Sure. Jeff, are you having a stroke?
Yeah.
No, this eye has been twitching for like 3 weeks. And yeah,
they always do. My I get that like twice a year.
Yeah. Jeff's eyes always twitch.
I think both of you all like, need to see like a doctor shit in the relative future.
Yeah. I just got the fucking insurance set up today, Cody.
Okay, see the doctor tomorrow, Jeff.
Close tomorrow. I'm smelling burnt hair. God damn it.
You smell burning feathers?
6 weeks, I just feel this pain right here on the left side of my chest.
Okay, I need to know right now, do you want the Illithid story?
Yeah.
Because he tells you everything he knows about Illithids.
Neat.
Yeah. I mean, eventually, I mean, you're sitting there having rations with him or whatever, sitting there drinking. He's telling you this story. The other NPCs have fucked off and they're passed out around the campfire. He tells you about where the Illithids came from, or at least where it's theorized that they came from. They came from across the astral plane. There used to be a great Illithid empire. And eventually their slaves revolted, the Gith. And they came here, they went to other realms. They had ships called Nautiloids that let them traverse the astral plane. And they ended up everywhere. But they're hunted. The Gith are still after them. They hate them. He'll tell you about Elder Brains, the central hive mind that controls all the Illithids. What?
Nothing. I know this shit.
I know you do, but Matt doesn't.
I know.
And some of the listeners at home.
Yeah, sure.
It's not good news. They're Illithids.
What? This stuff's there.
Oh, I don't like that the guy that we're spending the night next to knows so much shit. I was like going, oh, we'll go to Miskatonic and we'll just listen to the stories. No, not good.
I mean, I've always dreamt of seeing one of the Nautiloids. It's supposed to be a kind of in the shape of a conch shell, but with fins and a deck and things like that. It can sail through the astral plane. It's absolutely phenomenal. Yeah, that's there it is. Okay.
Is he coming?
No. No, he kind of looks like he got lost in thought for a second. Like he wasn't really paying attention to you.
Yeah, I know. I did.
You got to transmute it into your butt. I keep saying it for Jeff because for him. Jeff is the only one who knows what the fuck I'm talking about.
Okay.
Okay.
You're just staring.
Yeah, you guys keep distracting me and I'm losing my train of thought.
Sorry.
Hive brains.
Nautiloids.
Nautiloids, you said, and then you started on hive brains.
Right. He was telling you about how he wanted to see a Nautiloid, and we still don't have any idea how they move, how they do anything. I mean, we've heard stories about how sometimes they're used as weapons and sometimes they're just transports, and he just keeps going on. And every once in a while, it's like he's doing something else and he's not paying attention. And I mean, have you seen any signs of mind flayers or anything since you've been down here?
Me? No, not that I know of. Nobody had said anything to me.
Says the guy who didn't talk about his dream that totally came true.
I fucking did.
Okay.
Point of order, I believe Bupido was there and saw that thing. Am I wrong?
Lucas may be correct.
There were two NPCs. Yeah,
there were two other NPCs was. There.
There were.
I believe he was one of them.
Yeah, but he's knocked out. He's asleep. I mean, I've been searching this area for signs of where the other hive minds are. I don't know where to go from here.
What about the
hold still, you little shit.
What? Who are you talking to there?
What do you mean?
Who would you tell to hold still?
I didn't. I was saying that we were trying to find signs of the other hive minds.
And you said hold still, you little shit.
I did not.
You did too.
Make an intelligence check.
Hey, good luck.
Yep.
All right,
Nat 20.
The image fades. You can see through him.
No, he wasn't really there the whole time.
He's...
Yeah, it's an elephant.
And you're looking at him face on. Out of the corner of your eye, you see a form that wasn't there before. You can see the... I mean, you know what a mind flayer looks like.
Yeah.
Except it's melded into the ground.
How far away from us is it?
Maybe 10 feet.
It's...
Right next to Bepito.
Like melded into the ground?
Yeah.
So like you're just seeing its face?
Probably from about here up. Looks like the arms, legs, and most of the torso are melded into the ground.
I scream. Bloody fucking martyr.
Nexus looks at the drow.
The smartest fucking thing you've done this entire game.
Topsy, Jim Jar both wake up. And Bepito does not move.
Uh-oh.
What? It shushed at me?
Yes.
Did we on the boat hear him at least scream? He can't be that far away.
I mean, like, I screamed.
Yes, I would give you that. I won't even make you roll perception for that.
What the fuck are you doing?
Make a wisdom save.
That should be in your wheelhouse.
Nexus looks to the drow and kind of says...
18.
Okay, you're good.
Sounds like we got to go save some lives.
You feel a wave of energy pass through your mind, but it doesn't stop you. It doesn't affect you.
Did you make this shit up? Up top, brah. I like it.
One of you are supposed to do the fist thing.
No, it's just done.
I mean, it's there. It literally can't do anything.
Yeah, I'm going to smash it in the head with my hammer. I'm going to golf it. I'm going to Happy Gilmore, take three steps, and I'm going to swing standing. Like my life depended on it.
Roll a crit.
Huh?
Roll a crit.
Why?
He's saying he can't move. Roll as long as you.
I mean,
it is
as good as incapacitated.
Oh.
As long as you hit.
So roll twice, modifier once. You don't have to roll the d20. Just roll the damage.
Oh.
Roll your damage twice, modifier once, as if you just got a crit. Good work, Miss Captain One.
There you go.
12 damage.
Okay. I mean, you knocked the shit out of it. I mean, it looks starved. It looks like it's been there for quite a while.
Like, I'm assuming that feeling the energy wash over me, I felt like that was
you know, attack.
An attack, yeah. Yes. Okay, you so. you could incite
that. I'm just going to start wailing on it and stomping and hitting it with a hammer.
Okay. You will
give me back my little Darrow friend!
You will beat it to a bloody pulp, and you will hear in your head, "We will meet again."
All right.
Make an investigation.
8.
Okay. Bipedo will eventually wake up.
Hey, are you all right, man?
Yeah, I think so.
Did you know what was going on?
What the fuck is that?
Oh, that used to be an illithid. It's dead now.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem, man. I'm sorry.
What? Nothing.
What?
Nothing.
Just fucking say it.
No. I just like how he's thanking you for the fact that you fucked him over and basically fed him to an illithid.
How did...
Yeah, I don't see how he fucked him over either.
No,
yeah.
I don't either.
You camped on an island where there was just some random gnome. Like, that just screams danger.
I'm just saying that one of our decision-making skills kept us alive.
Which one was that exactly?
My character.
When exactly?
Oh, he's not dead. Well, bitches.
I don't know if it counts when he murders other people, but sure, go ahead.
Okay.
You realize that you're cold as hell. You realize that the tent, the campfire, everything is gone. There's nothing there.
So, you guys will go back to the boat? That was fucked up, huh? Let's not talk about this anymore. How many experience points do I get for single-handedly killing an elephant?
Yeah, right. Wisdom saving throw.
You already had me do that. Oh, that was for the spell.
Matt starts swimming.
14.
That'll do.
Okay.
That'll do.
Well, give me that back. I'm just kidding.
Man, want to get one of those first card? Madness ticks on Matt, don't you?
What was the card that he used?
He gave himself advantage on the roll.
Okay.
Advantage on a saving throw. Okay.
Yeah, I don't mind, like, burning those cards.
No,
it's not like all. Inspiration where we can keep it from session to session. Like, I'm just like, get it and use it. Get it, use it.
Yep.
Yep.
That's a good one. I really like that, Jeff. Good work. Yeah? Yeah, good work.
Really?
Yeah, I did.
It was interesting.
Yeah, how... Am I able to ascertain how it got melded into the rock or anything?
Make an arcana roll. Or call somebody else over who has arcana.
Plus 3.
Yeah, I'm not asking you.
Negative 1.
Hey,
I'm a plus 3, too.
Hey, Nexus, can you come look at something?
What'd you find? Where'd your fire go?
I killed it, but it was really weird. There was this illithid, and it was, like, stuck in the rocks. I was just, you know, I don't know magic as well as you, and I was just wondering if you could figure out what the hell happened there. I know there's, like, a spell where you can, like, go through rocks, but, like, he was just, like, stuck.
Where's your gnome friend?
He fucked off. He just, he went away. Right, Bipedo? Sunite.
What are the other three doing?
Bipedo has no idea what's going on.
I look at the other two. Where did the gnome friend go?
We were asleep. We woke up and everything was gone. We woke up when he yelled.
Then what'd you kill?
Huh?
Then what'd you kill?
The illithid.
So there's an illithid on the island, like I said there would be. Imagine that.
You know what? In like this.
Make a strength check, Matt.
Why?
Because I told you to.
Fucking 19.
That could be a gnome. You have no idea.
There's not like squiggly tentacle face things.
You smashed the shit out of it. You got a 19.
I mean, I feel like you would definitely know. Like, aren't elephants like not flesh? Like,
so I'm just rolling arcana.
It's bloody pulp.
So yeah, I'm just rolling arcana.
What color is an elephant's blood? Isn't it purple?
I don't know. Make me a nature check. I don't know.
I'm rolling arcana to tell what can meld something into rock. Is that correct?
Yeah.
That is a 17, sir.
Somebody melded into rock. That would either be like a, oh my god, it's a fourth level spell. I don't remember. Meld into stone.
I was going to say meld.
Okay. Yeah.
You said the word twice. So.
Meld into stone or a teleportation accident.
And I would know if mind flayers can teleport, right?
Yeah, but lots of things can teleport.
Well, that's true, but.
Yeah, it's not that uncommon of a thing.
Okay. I explain this to the cleric.
Okay. Elena literally met an illithid who had a teleportation accident.
So you bashed something that either melted into stone or had a teleportation accident, and you beat it to death. It's your show. You're the one who just Happy Gilmore'd some poor gnome into non-existence.
Yeah, so when I hit the illithid, well, see, I rolled this 20 on my on an investigation, and it was not really a gnome. It was, I don't know, some kind of a...
No, you did not roll a 20 on your investigation.
Yeah, I did.
No, you made it on an intelligence check to see through an illusion.
No, you said... Okay, whatever.
There was an intelligence check okay. and then an investigation.
We know what you meant.
Either way.
It's two very different things. Way, he didn't find what...
Damn it, shut up. Either
I'm
way...
I'm sorry, I didn't...
Oh, you son of a prick. I explained coherently to...
Have him make a roll. He hasn't sprayed anything coherently yet.
Yeah, that would be an intelligence thing. No, you're good. You're explaining what exactly?
That the gnome disappeared and the illithid was there. It was clearly an illusion.
Who are you explaining this to?
To the dude that asked.
Yeah, it was Nexus that asked.
Nexus. Make an insight.
Me or him?
Him.
16.
You're good, yeah. There's no evidence left of a camp. There's no anything. Mm-hmm. You can tell that body doesn't quite end there at the ground?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, do you think he's got something in his pockets down there?
Good luck digging through the rocks.
Okay.
Look, Mike, I know you mean well, but we really gotta get going in the morning. Okay. Let's get some sleep.
Yeah, all right. I'll tuck back down and we'll sleep back.
Camping on the island?
On the island.
Yeah. I don't know what stone cutting would do.
For what?
Isn't that just knowing what about stone?
Okay.
Digging it up if you want random treasure for killing an illithid.
Oh.
Okay, yeah, that. Do I need a roll?
Roll to see whether or not you have mining tools.
No. But I'll have a craft giant one hammer. With my thing.
There you go. That just happened.
Minecraft style.
Yep.
Pulls a picture.
I specifically kept a sword, a short sword, just to have parts. So
okay.
There we go.
Now you have a pickaxe.
So I meld it into whatever would be appropriate
okay.
to get down there.
Sure.
So some kind of a pickaxe, I guess.
Okay.
So now...
Strength check with proficiency for stone cutting? I don't know. I'm not sure. You broke your pickaxe.
at least you can mend it. I actually literally can mend
it. For the audience, thanks to Nord Games, as Matt apparently rolls yet another critical failure of a one and gives Jeff a bad luck card.
Just a little outside.
Just a bit outside. No. Matt is apparently switching dice Uh-oh. From the poopy and blue colored dice to the dice he said were absolute shit, and I quote from earlier this evening.
Cursed.
Fair enough. I knew the word shit was involved at one point, but I don't know if it was a description.
Okay.
Okay. So you guys spend the night. Some of you spend the night on the island. You get back on the boat the next day. You head off again. Roll me a d6.
I want to roleplay something here a little bit. I want to talk to Topsy on the island. Like,
sure.
After everything's calmed. Like, she's staying on the island.
Yeah.
She went with you to the island, I think.
Yeah, I just get to know her a little more.
Okay.
Because she's a lady.
Wow.
No, and I have a character flaw that I haven't done yet, which I feel like I probably should have. I have an insatiable desire for carnal pleasures.
Is that one in the DMG?
That is in the DMG.
Way to go.
No, it's in the player's handbook.
Oh, yeah, it's in the player's handbook.
It's in cleric.
Yep.
Are you shitting me?
I'm dead serious.
It's thing. Noble.
Oh, noble.
Noble.
Sorry.
I say to.
Sorry, it's Xanathar's that has class flaws.
To quote Matt, are you fist fucking me? That is.
Yeah, so I'm going to try to grief counsel her with my wang.
That's okay. Absolutely going in something. I don't know what.
roll a persuasion check.
Green die.
It's not a bad roll.
Persuasion. 16.
Okay. Things are going really well. You guys are getting to know each other. You're bonding. And you're trying to get in her pants. And her brother isn't happy about it and figures out how to shift back to Gnome right then. And he's like, get the fuck away from my sister. Standing there naked.
Wow, you're not crazy.
Yeah, that level of trust between you just went down off that one.
Huh. Hey, guys. Turvy's back.
Excellent. They've multiplied.
I mean, that's what I was trying to do, but...
This is how little gnomes are made.
For magical rats?
Hey, how did you turn into a rat, man?
That is none of your damn business. Stay the fuck away from my sister.
I'm not being skeezy with her. Like, we're getting to know each other. It's
yeah.
respectable. Thank you.
You just said with your Wang.
Yeah.
So
I don't know that to you, not to the character.
Make a deception check.
Can you do anything respectable, quote unquote, with your Wang?
Yeah. I can make mine salute.
Natural 20.
Natural 20 on deception.
I'm sorry, Father. I'm sure your intentions are good.
Yeah, come on. I'm wow. Pleased, man.
My God, man. The 20s just keep coming out tonight. It's there's been a ton of them.
Of ones, though.
Yeah, but there, like, there this have been, guy over here has been like a fucking Rambo with 20s.
Yes, but yours are just at the right times. And it's comical.
Prevent you from getting stabbed by the guy who previously was a rat.
He was now naked.
So yeah, back to that. How did you turn into a rat?
What do you mean?
Are you like a sorcerer or something? Or can deep gnomes just do that? Or I don't know anything about deep gnomes. Is that a racial trait if this were a game?
Let me see your hand for a second.
Insight?
Or just, you can roll.
I'll just give him my hand.
He will try and bite you.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
Oh my God.
Because you just...
Now he fucking believed me. I had a nat 20.
He's not...
Oh my God.
He's still not happy with you.
Yeah, he's not.
Oh my God.
What?
Nothing. Just don't let him bite you.
Oh, am I going to turn into a were-rat? Oh, is that a fucking thing?
Absolutely a fucking thing.
Let's see what he gets on his attack.
Is he going to bite me?
He's going to fucking bite you.
This is rad.
Oh, you lucky shit. He misses.
That's good, because I probably
he rolled a two.
Wrong, you know what I'm saying?
Do you want to know how I turned into a rat?
Yeah.
Let me see your hand again.
No. Fool me twice. Fool me once. Shame on... How's that go?
George W.
I won't
get fooled again.
I just love the fact that I'm take a sitting here going, don't let him bite you, don't let him bite you. And I look up at Matt and it's like, is a were-rat a thing? Yes, motherfucker. Yes, it is. You've seen were-ravens.
I say that like once in junior high, I played a were-vampire. Like, duh, you can wear anything. It was pretty sweet.
That's like a bad episode of the Ghostbusters cartoon.
You know what I really like, though, in just a throwback to Strahd? Were jaguars.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah?
That sounds fun.
Yeah.
They were also really cool in season two of True Blood.
I don't remember where jaguars in True Blood, but I didn't watch it very much of it.
It was the trailer park people.
Right. Oh.
I think it was more like season 5 or 6.
But yeah, that was...
No,
that,
I do remember that, but...
That was a thing in Third Ed, Sword and Sorcery.
Ravenloft?
Ravenloft, yeah. Where jaguars.
I mean, I kind of hate the fact that I've read Anita Blake books, but where jaguars are a thing in that, too.
So this just be called Waguars?
Waguars? Yeah. I'm a Waguar.
No, he'll tell you that, yes, I've been a were-rat since we left Blingdenstone. That's why we left.
Okay.
We were attacked while we were out hunting for food.
Well, that's very interesting. I'm sorry that happened to you. Is there a way to end the curse?
I don't know.
Well, let me know if there's anything I can do to help.
Okay. I mean, what do you think would have happened if you'd gotten with her?
Oh, she won too?
Yeah, we both are.
Neat.
That's why she didn't freak out when I was in...
Oh, is it sexually transmitted?
I don't know. You want to find out?
With you?
I mean, no.
This just got really weird, man.
Hey, you're the one who tried to get jiggy with an NPC.
No.
I can't believe you just said fucking jiggy.
Bouncing the city with a heels on. Beats of the breaking dawn. Welcome to Miami, Matt.
Okay, so I'm going to go up on the boat and get you some pants, okay? And I fuck off to the boat to get pants.
Topsy don't, or Turvy doesn't give a shit. He's letting it swing proudly. It's like a tripod.
It's a weird tic-tac.
Our title track, Elders, is brought to you by Sleep for the Weary off their debut album, Nocturnes. Learn more about Sleep for the Weary at sleepfortheweary.com or by following the link on our homepage at rancorsbrothel.com. Enjoy the cards used during the podcast? Check out those and many other excellent Nord Games products at nordgamesllc.com. tell them the Rancor's Brothel sent you. Want to support the podcast? Donate to the cause at patreon.com/rancors_brothel. Patrons receive exclusive content, the opportunity to play games with us, the chance to win unique prizes, and more. And don't forget to join in the conversation on Facebook by following the Rancor's Brothel and joining the group Fans of the Rancor's Brothel. Follow us on Twitter @rancors_brothel and email your comments and suggestions to between2crits@gmail.com. Be sure to like, subscribe, and share with your friends. Most of all, keep circulating the tapes. Much love, listeners. You listen.